Massachusetts is getting a new education commissioner, and it is a familiar face. Jeff Riley has been the receiver of Lawrence Public Schools since 2012. And earlier this week, the Board of Secondary and Elementary Education recommended that he become the next education commissioner. He joins us now. Jeff Riley, thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
So I know it's not technically official yet because the state's education secretary has to formalize the appointment, but what are you most excited about in becoming the education commissioner?
You know, I think we're in a time where we've got to get people back together talking. We've been through a lot with education reform, and there's been a lot of bruised egos and upset folks, and I think it's a time to kind of heal and kind of chart the path forward.
Arguably one of the biggest challenges facing K-12 schools in Massachusetts is the achievement gap. What do you think the state needs to do to address that?
You know, I think we've seen in Massachusetts that, you know, by almost all metrics, we're number one in the country as a functioning state. However, that is not the case when you look at achievement gaps. And I think we need to spend more attention, more resources, and put a bigger priority on making sure that all of our kids are doing well in school.
So first year in office, what are your first priorities? What are the one or two things you want to do in that first year?
You know, I think it's too early to say. I think when I came to Lawrence, what I did was I took some time to talk to folks, all the stakeholders that are involved in education, whether that's parents, students, the teachers union, charter schools, the business community. We're going to talk to everyone and try to chart a path forward. What I would say, though, is what's one thing that's been a hallmark of my work is I think we really need to start talking about supporting and celebrating our teachers.
Well, so I was going to ask this. The teaching force in the state is overwhelmingly white. What commitment to diversity can you make as commissioner?
You know, in my time in Lawrence, while many other communities were struggling to hire minority teacher candidates, I more than doubled the number of Latino teachers, and you can expect me to work on behalf of those kind of initiatives again.
What are the other pressing challenges you see statewide as you look to take the education job?
You know, I think it's really dealing with each community as a unique community and talking to all the leaders in those places to find out what their needs are.
You've mentioned Lawrence a few times there, and I know that's your most recent job. How will your work there influence your job as you become the education commissioner?
You know, I think what you saw in Lawrence is that everyone came together on behalf of the kids, and that's what I'm going to be asking people to do when I take this assignment, is let's all get together, let's figure out how we can really best serve our kids so they have a full, holistic education.
Any lessons from your time in Lawrence come to mind?
You know, I think the biggest lesson for me was that parents matter, and, you know, the progress that was made in Lawrence couldn't have been done without parents and their input and their support for me.
It's been 25 years since education reform legislation in Massachusetts. Any room left for innovation or bold change in the education landscape in the state?
You know, I think Massachusetts has always been a pioneer in education, and I think we're at a time when we all need to come back together and chart that path forward. So I absolutely think that we have to decide what's next.
Lawrence Public Schools are transitioning out of state oversight and back under local control this summer. What do you think is key for Lawrence Public Schools to continue improving?
You know, I think we want to see the metrics continue to improve. We want to see kids have great art and music experiences. We want to see the graduation rate stay up and the dropout rate stay down. And we want to see the investment from the community, right? I think Lawrence has historically funded the school system at the bare minimum level. I would love to see the city decide that we're going to fund beyond the minimum level, as most school systems do in Massachusetts.
Jeff Riley is the receiver for Lawrence Public Schools. He's been recommended as the 24th Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education in Massachusetts. Jeff Riley, thank you for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.